just have one ordinance on the agenda, but I after visiting with our counselor, there has been a few changes that we need to talk about. So at this time, I would ask if Justice Higgins is in the room, because I know he is the one that has kind of been working on this for the last week or so. Justice Higgins, are you there?
I am, Justice Good. Was that loud enough?
Very good. Well, at this point in time, Kent, I'm going to turn the meeting over to you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. I think we have an internet issue. And I see that this is not connected. If you would just pause for 1 second, I tell you what, let's go ahead and try as good as we can with our internet connection, and let me get IT in here while you're talking.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, can you hear me at this point?
Yes, sir, I can. You go right ahead.
All right, so I'll go ahead and address the Personnel Committee. So what I'd like to do is follow up on the Courts and Public Safety Committee meeting that we had Tuesday evening. In the Courts and Public Safety Committee forwarded an ordinance that's on the agenda tonight to the full court regarding utilizing the Arkansas Association of Counties ARCTREX program and making that recommendation to the full court so that we can discuss it tonight for circuit court fines and fees collection. And, you know, as we were closing the Courts and Public Safety Committee meeting, actually Renee Henderson, I don't see her here tonight, but she kind of raised her hand at the end of the meeting and she had a question and said, well, what about the collector's fees that we've been talking about that were kind of intermixed with this? And my comment was, those are separate, but it's still something that we need to address. And so after that meeting, I got to thinking about that and decided that probably did need to follow up on it because I didn't fully understand myself how all these work. Because all of this, you know, we've talked about the fines and fees and circuit court and sheriff's fees and the collector's fees and all that, and it all kind of ran together for me as a quorum court member. So I started looking into it. Later in the week, we actually facilitated a meeting here in the courtroom with Judge Baker, with our collector, Ms. Kuntz, the county attorney, and the sheriff. And we talked about this in more detail and to see, you know, the relationship between the circuit court fines and fees and then the personal property. Is that what they are coming out of your office?
Personal and mobile homes.
Yeah, so personal property and mobile homes, and they're separate. I guess the commonality is they need to be collected, you know, and so we've heard a number of maybe $8 million from the collector's office. She was kind enough to update me that the delinquent from her office is closer to $5 million. So still a significant amount, but just kind of a correction on that. So through a number of conversations that we've had this week, I really want to revisit the ordinance that the Courts and Public Safety has forwarded to the And on Friday, knowing that we had a deadline that we had to get to our secretariat so that we could get things on there, we went ahead and forwarded another ordinance that included an additional headcount and potentially doing this process in-house. Now, again, that was Friday, and so we were trying to get it on there so that we could discuss it at our quorum court meeting tonight, because we know that we're under the gun a little bit to try to get this done in this year. If we're not able to get this program up and running by, you know, early December, we're going to have to wait, you know, for the circuit court finally until next year. And I honestly, in my opinion as a quorum court member, putting this off another year is really not an option that I would like to go forward with if there's a way that we could resolve it tonight. So this is by way of catching you guys up. We've been able to kind of determine there's really four options that we have here. So I'm going to kind of go through the four options. Option number one is potentially hiring another employee, putting that employee in the county collector's office, and then utilizing, paying for that employee through their automation fund and letting them both collect on the personal property and potentially on the circuit court. Fines and fees. As we looked into this, though, that is going to be problematic because there may be some legal restrictions on utilizing funding from her automation fund that's basically paid for by the schools and everything, and utilizing that for circuit court fines and fees. So after we got into this and we introduced the ordinance on there, we kind of looked at that, so we may have to back off on that. It's problematic. We need to do some more investigation, but there's an issue there. So option number one, though, is still potentially hiring a new person. I know I have not had a chance to, but the sheriff and our attorney has talked with our circuit clerk, and there may be an opportunity to hire a person in their office, maybe potentially paid for out of her automated fund. But again, there may be some legal issues with utilizing that money for the collector. And now all of a sudden, hypothetically, we could be talking about hiring two people. And, you know, now we're into this whole growing government thing that we all find a little distasteful. So option one is hiring new people. Option two is keep doing what we're doing now, which is nothing. In my opinion, that's unacceptable. We've already talked about it, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but we've talked about this is a duty of the county to collect these fines and fees, whether they're from the collector's office or from the circuit court fines and fees. You know, we've talked about there's restitutions, and there's people who deserve to get their money back. So I think doing nothing is not an option. So I think we're going in the right direction by trying to address this. Option three is utilizing the Arkansas Association of Counties proposal with ARCTREX. So we already have an ordinance from the Courts and Public Safety Committee, a proposed ordinance that will be forwarded to the court. It's on the agenda tonight. So that's option three. Now there is an option four that has been developed. So I know that the sheriff and the county attorney have talked about potentially the county attorney's office doing this process for them. And there was some negotiation and some potential fees and some things that were involved in this. But in our meeting on Friday, one of the things that Judge Baker mentioned was a pilot program. And we talked about a pilot program to learn more about these processes because, you know, we're still developing information and learning information with it. And so option four would be an opportunity for the county attorney and his staff to implement a pilot program coordinating with the sheriff's office and potentially with the collector's office to work this process up and to develop a process for these collection of these fines and fees. And here's kind of the neat thing about option four. No additional headcount and no additional money would need to be appropriated. Now, I want to revisit to say this is a pilot program. This is not the permanent fix, but this could get us started in the time frame that we have by the December, early December time frame. Get us within that time frame. We could learn a lot more about what resources we will need so that at a future point, the executive branch of county government then could approach the quorum court and say, this is what we need to do, and we need the court support financially to appropriate money or positions or whatever it is that we may need to do. But we kind of put the pushing of this back on the executive branch where I think it really needs to be anyway. So I know the quorum court has kind of been pushing this for the last little bit, and that's fine. But really, we need to be appropriating and supporting the executive branch's attempt on this. So that's a quick narrative. I'll stop here and see if there are any questions.
Justice Higgins, I don't have any questions. I think after talking with the counselor and then your explanation there, it's apparent to me that we can fix our problem without creating a new position and without growing government. So we're not doing that. And there is a little bit of a time crunch, and it basically avoids, I think you said was issued or option number two or three, which was doing nothing. So it gets us on the ball of getting these fees and fines collected. So without any, I mean, if there's any other discussion, I'm open to it, but without any other discussion, I would say that we just pull our ordinance down, not run it, and we let the executive level of government get busy doing their job that they are very good at.
I'll make a motion to do that.
Excuse me, Justice Higgins, if I could have just a minute to speak, I would like to share some information.
Yes, Ms. Circuit Clerk.
So I apologize. I was not able to attend the meeting last Tuesday. I was in circuit clerk conferences in Fort Smith, Arkansas, all last week. But I have heard word of the current situation. And I wanted to let y'all know information that I had obtained just from other clerks and things across the state. Sometime back in August, there was mention about some of this possibility, and I found that there were about as many sheriff's offices that collect these fees as circuit clerk's offices. And I called one of the clerks at Washington County, that's Kyle, and they collect them there. And I wanted to make mention that they use their context program, which is the court program that we use for filing of court records. It's our existing program, has an accounting capability that also links to INA where people can pay their payments online. This context system, once you set up the initial account, it automatically generates the payment collection. You know, it automatically does some of these things. It also has a reporting function. Once you have all the data put in, it's a report that you can pull for the delinquent, and it generates, and you can actually upload that into Department of Finance Administration's site, the Amtrak you're talking about, that collects from people's state tax for the delinquent fee. So it's a simple generation of a report and an upload into another system. I just feel like that we, since we are doing the court and we have this context system already in place, that it would be a smooth transition for our office to take on in the aspect of that. Now, the sheriff's office has that in another program called SOMS, S-O-M-S, I believe is what I was told. So it's not in context. Some sheriff's offices do use the context program and accounting system, but our county does not. It has a whole nother program. So that would be a bit of a daunting task to transfer the data from that into context. So the older stuff, that's something that I think would be a very big manual entry task if we couldn't convert the data. But as far as talking about it going to the tax collector's office, I personally don't feel like that would be a good option, because they're not dealing with sentencing orders. They are not in context. They do not have access to internal court connect to obtain Social Security numbers. Those are the reasons I feel like if it was going to be transferred somewhere else, that my office would be a clear choice, with the exception of the sheriff's office. Now, in regards to a person, as y'all know, I have worked really hard to make my office efficient, doing away with up to 5 full-time positions. So I don't want to say that bringing on a whole nother aspect when I believe there's at least 2 employees in the sheriff's office that does this job now. I feel like I would need a full-time position to do this, but by statute, there's a $5 monthly fee that is charged for payment plans and that. So if you look at 1,000 cases, and I don't know what that number is, but if you look at 1,000 cases, that's about $60,000 a year. As long as that fee per statute came back to my office, that would cover the staff person that I would need. So I just wanted to kind of present that and give y'all some more information of what I have obtained.
All right, so thank you, Ms. Taylor. I appreciate that. So that's good information. The point of the discussion here, along with that, is do we need additional headcount at this point? And I think that investigating whether we utilize the circuit clerk's office or not could still be part of the process of developing the pilot program through the county attorney. If we decided that 2 or 3 months from now that the appropriate thing to do was to transition that over, we could do that. If that was proposed to us. My point is, part of what we're wanting to do now is get this backed off of the quorum court and have a presentation brought to us instead of the other way around. Justice Boyer?
Justice Higgins, is there a motion on the floor now to eliminate the original ordinance?
I think, as I understood Ms. Rowland's ordinance, it was a motion to table the discussion.
Yes, table pass ordinance that was discussed, and to move forward with the option four of allowing your office to take over this. I did have one little comment that I just want to remind everybody that something we need to talk about in the future is with the county attorney's office taking this task on, that's going to kind of be daunting in the beginning for them and no charge and no money. We do have to remember that in the future, there are positions that are hired through the sheriff's office that we're going to have to discuss that were dedicated to this. So you guys are going to need to get together with how we're going to do that, because we can't just leave an open position out there, you know, or is that position going to be transferred into something else within the, and that's a whole nother ball game.
If I can speak to that, the only thing that would change if the county attorney's office were to take it, is the collection of delinquent fines and fees this year. So nothing changes in the sheriff's office. Their employees would still collect all fines. We would simply be acting as the agent that was creating the letters and then uploading the data to DFNA. So we wouldn't... our office wouldn't be open to the collection of the day-to-day fines and fees.
So to the customer, their process wouldn't change at all in this?
The sheriff would continue to be the agent in charge of the collection of circuit court fines and fees.
So I guess to put it in proper protocol, we have an ordinance on the agenda for full court tonight that was at the recommendation of Courts and Public Safety. So it'll still stand, and we'll have to address it in court. And then the individual JP, I requested that the judge put an ordinance on the agenda, kind of bypassing personnel for the additional purpose, for the purpose of adding a person, knowing that I was going to be bringing this to personnel tonight. But I needed a placeholder on there. So I am more than willing to withdraw that ordinance. Again, that was just a placeholder, just in case that... continue to develop, and as more information develop over the next 2 or 3 days, you know, I have learned that probably adding a position is not the direction that we want to go. So, to your motion.
So it does not need a motion on that then?
Really, based on what I'm looking for is feedback from the personnel committee, but I am more than willing to withdraw that myself, if that is the will of the personnel committee.
Justice Higgins, if you're willing to do that, I think that this committee could come to a close and we could move on to the next committee. I think that the work that you've done on this, giving us the four options, and then ultimately it looks like the best option is just a shift of duties. I think that we can draw this meeting to a close and move on to our next meeting if I don't hear any objections.
No objections here.
Don't look like you have any objections, Mr. Chair.
I'll take a motion to close the meeting.
Are we going to vote on the motion to table?
You can withdraw.
I'm agreeing to withdraw that.
Okay, so the motion to the table is withdrawn also.
Right.
Well, it never got a second.
Yeah, it never did get a second. That's true.
Okay.
All right, I think we've adjourned.
Thank you all very much.
Budget and Finance Committee will not meet.
Oh.